consumers are increasingly looking for transparency and connection, a strong community is no longer a luxury, but a potential success factor. But how do you build this community? Which channels and strategies are particularly effective? And how can companies benefit from these relationships in the long term? Welcome to our launch talk, Relationships Are Almost Everything, How to Build the Right Community Around Your Company. I am Miriam Sment, founder of the communication and community platform GreenStyle. And I have the honor to welcome two founders who are already successfully using community building for their brands. Hello, Jean-Baptiste Richard from Maison Labiche in Paris and René Grünfelder, founder of the Swiss brand Carpassus. Would be amazing if you can say some words on you.
Yes, of course. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you very much. My name is René. I'm the founder of the Swiss menswear brand Carpassus. Since the start, we've been combining eco-friendly materials with high-quality manufacturing and a certain contemporary style in menswear. We are a shirt specialist, but we do a whole collection of menswear style items. We are based in Switzerland and distributing in Switzerland, Germany, Belgium, and Austria at the moment.
May I pass the word to you, Jean-Baptiste?
Hi. I'm Jean-Baptiste Richard. I'm the co-founder of Maison Labiche. So we are a Parisian brand. We started in 2011, so quite a long time ago now. We are specialized in the embroidery. So this is really the signature and DNA of the brands. We start with a very popular product with a t-shirt combined to a couture accessoire with embroidery. And the mix and match makes one of the best sellers of the brands. And from then, we develop a whole bunch of collection for men's, women's, and a bit of kids. We are a very international brand. We sell over more than 30 countries all around the world.
Okay, thank you for this. And let's dive deeper on our topic. It's the community. What role does it play in your brand, Jean-Baptiste?
Community is really important. As I was saying, we started the brand in 2011. So at that time, Instagram was just born, and it was much more easy than today to start a community because the competition was lower, and this was really about organic on social media. So it was much more easy to make some visibility. As I was saying also, we have like a very special product. I think the product is the key of everything, and everything is starting from then. So you have to have a good product, very viral, and also that people can make their own. That's why since the beginning with Maison Labiche, we offer to customers to customize their products. So they could choose the product of their choice at Maison Labiche, choose their embroidery, and choose whatever they want to write. And with that, it makes people to make their own product and then to share it on social media and to tell the story, why did pick up, et cetera, et cetera. So it makes the community grows. And also we have the chance to have very famous influencers at that time that really like the concept and the story with the customization. And so they start sharing also on their platform and social media and make talk about the brands for free. That help us a lot. And also from the beginning, we have a very like selective distribution, starting with top shops all around the world that give credibility to the brands. And that's help a lot also to make the community grow. So yeah, it's very important.
When we talk about community, we think about social media, but communities are not only on social media, René. Where do you find your community?
Yeah, I think in general, community is key, but as you might see on Instagram, we don't have a huge community, social media community, but still, you know, every brand, every company has a community. And for me, community in the end is it's customers, it's people who are connected to the brand, who buy us. I think we have a lot of people following us or following us or interacting with us through newsletters or also in real life. We do in events with customers or with other with partner stores of course. And I see the community is not happening only online. I think it's important the community also happens offline.
Offline. Do you think there's, because what's a community and what's a target group? What's the difference between community and target group, or is there a difference?
I think community helps you to get the targets. I mean, like, I think community is your top customers existing or yet to come. So this is really something you can base on, and also that helps you understand who are your targets and who are your customer. So for that is really important,
So both of you are founders. How important is the founder in the community context?
For us, it has been very important. I'm not sure whether it has to be that important in the future, because I don't want I don't want the community to be dependent on me or the building up of the community. I think as a brand, you at a certain point you have other people involved. You have colleagues, employees who can help you create or build up a community. But for us so far, it has been important because, I started the company. I interacted a lot with people. I brought the brand out and was talking a lot about it. So I still feel a lot of people identify the brand with me. It's okay sometimes, but I also wish in the future that it will be different.
For our part, it's different because we make the choice from the beginning to not show ourselves behind the brand. So because we wanted the brand to exist after us and not be the face of it. So it's different strategy. But of course, it's important because when we start, you have to make the right decisions and to give a direction. And one of them is to show what is behind the scene. People want to see what is behind the brands, people who are working then, where is the production, how the product are made, etc., etc. So I think this is the key strategic level that we use.
So it's storytelling. This is the most important thing, telling stories around your brand, or...
Yes, definitely it is. I think brands nowadays, they have to be authentic, and we want to be authentic, so you have to tell stories around your brand, and you have to give people a glimpse behind the scenes. They want to know where products come from, how are they made, how does it work being a brand, what do you do in the background. All those things can be interesting for people. Not all of our customers and community might be interested in these things, but a lot of them are,
Can you give a little bit more examples of what you're playing the game in building the community to give the audience an idea of what they can do to start their growing community game?
You want to start?
I mean, I guess every brand has to find its own strategy. We have a lot of ideas now for this year. We want to do more events, collaborate with partner stores, for example, in Switzerland, and do events with them. I think as a brand, if you know your values and what you stand for, and maybe also what if you find out what your community is interested in, you can build a whole set of things and events around those topics. And for us, me personally, I'm very much interested in music, for example, and I want to do more concerts, for example, for our community. Or there's a lot of other things we can do. We're thinking we have done events around the topic of wine, for example, or coffee. Because there's not only clothing that people are interested in when it comes to our brand. I think that those people are interested in a whole lot of other things, and you can play with these topics, for example. So events for us will be more important. And we want to give people a more more insights behind the scenes through social media of where our products are made and how we function as a brand. Yeah.
So leaving the fashion bubble and connecting it to art and food is maybe an idea to grow community faster?
I don't know whether it will make the community grow faster, but I think it's it will be rooted in more tangible things,
And you said you have to find out what your customers like besides of fashion. Where do you know it from? Is it because of interacting with them or...?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, when you start interacting with your with your customers, you you will find out that what those people are interested in, and you will see that how do you say a common interest of your community, and then you can pick from those topics, for example. Yeah.
Is it how you're doing it, Jean-Baptiste? Or?
Yeah, I was just saying there is something really emotional about the brand, and I think like this helps a lot to bring a community to get together. You need to offer something that people don't see elsewhere. I think it's very important to be unique. And with the customization service that we offer, we invite the community to be with the brands. To be part of the story, to be part of the adventure. So I think also this is part of the key success to make the community grow. And
I heard at a conference last year, no DNA, no community. So this is a question we should have in the beginning, maybe, because to create a story around your brand, you need the DNA. When you look around, can you see companies who are doing this very great? They know their DNA and they build the stories around. Do you have examples for this?
I mean, what comes into my mind now is Two Thirds, for example. It's a brand that has grown a lot recently. I think their DNA circles a lot around. Life at the coast, at the sea, surfing is a big part of their culture. And when I see their Instagram account and what they do, I think that it's their DNA pops up directly. Yeah, that's one example. Yeah.
I think nowadays on Instagram there is so many competitions that. People need to understand what is the brand in like 2 or 5 seconds, because otherwise they're going to switch to something else. And if you look at the main success of our days of the brands, I think this is the right combination. If you take, for example, Emelian Doré in the US, I think the key success is about the great image they have and the facility you have to understand what is the brand in 5 seconds. So, for example, for them is to show like the streetwear culture from New York from the 90s, and it's a total match and it's a total success, and you really need to do that.
But what I can see is like a lot of collaborations on brands. I guess you are doing fashion collaborations.
No, that's fine. actually, we collaboration is. Something like we did since the beginning. We have a DNA and a product that helps a lot for that. With the embroidery, it means that it's very playful. We can do it on the other products, and we can use like different assets coming from whatever. So this helps a lot to make some collaboration. And collaboration is good because it brings two things together. Two community together and helps you to make your brands know to this other community and vice versa. So this is something we really like to do for a long time now.
Is it a collaboration with, I guess, I saw it's Barber, right?
Barber, like, yeah.
And what kind of collaborations do you have more?
We did, you
mean?
Yeah, okay. So as I was saying, we love to do that. So it could be with brands. So for example, we did it with Barbour, but we did it also with Fusalp, the ski. We did it with Bompard, the cashmere brand from France. And it could also be with artists. We did some with a very famous tattoo artist in Paris, for example. So we designed like tattoo that we embroider on t-shirts. And it could be also with very popular and culture things that we did, for example, a collaboration with the soccer team of Paris Saint-Germain a few years ago. We have a big project coming next year. So yeah, we like to take something, we like to be, to surprise our customer with different stuff coming from whatever atmosphere and universe. And also like there is something really about emotions and memories. So the idea is to bring them in our customer and our community in their childhood. So everything is about the 80s and the 90s because our main community is coming as 30 to 40 years old. So we try to make them a road trip in their childhood by those kind of collaboration.
So when it comes to collaborations, it's not the first idea you have. What brand fits perfectly to me, because it's Saint-Germain, football, soccer is very surprisingly, so you have to think out of the box for this sometimes.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Do we like, sometimes it's the brands, for example, Paris Saint-Germain, they came to us, so we didn't have especially the idea, but since they came and we think it could be a good mix together. So yeah, we have to really think about the box and to look at everything outside and to take some inspiration and to try to do something cool and different.
What did you do with them, with PSG?
We did a whole line of t-shirts and sweatshirts, and we take the logo of the club that we redesign, because there is really something about handwriting with Maison Labiche. So we redesigned the logo, we designed the text, and we did a lot of t-shirts, sweatshirts, and
okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, cool.
Are you doing these kind of collaborations?
No, not yet, but it's very inspiring to hear what they do so far. I think that's super interesting and could be super fruitful for a brand, yeah? I think we have to think more this way in the future, yeah? Definitely, yeah.
Your community on Instagram or your physical community, do you have the idea of involving them in a kind of decision making so that they get the feeling to be part of the brand somehow? Is this an idea?
I think that's definitely an idea, yeah. I think we too, we have to do this more in the future. We also did an embroidery collection last year. And we want to do this more, and I'm thinking about offer people choices of what kind of products we want to embroider in the future. And I once you do this, people feel more connected to the brand and they feel involved, and that strengthens your community definitely. But you have more experience in this, I guess.
Yeah, because once again, like there is something about words at Maison Labiche, because one of our key collection is t-shirt with words on broader, and we change them all seasons. So it could be anything connected to the collection. And so we like also to ask our customer, what will be the word you will want to see next season? So they help us to give us more inspiration, because also for us, it's very good to have people giving you ideas, because we are not like so many working for Maison Labiche, and every help is very precious and helpful.
Makes them feel being part of the game. That's great.
Yeah, exactly. They make me feel they are feeling they are part of the game. They are part of the process of design and productions. And and when you start, then if they see that their idea is taken, then it helps also to have more people coming and do the same.
When you look back, are there things you wanted to try to find out and they didn't work out in the community building thing?
It's a tough one. I'm sure they did, but there's nothing that comes to my mind right now.
There's no mistake, it's only learnings.
Course. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, of course, you have in anything in business, like it's only learning and mistake make you grow at the end. Yeah. So it's the same for that.
When you think about if there are startups and they want to start building their community, can you give them some advices how to do the first steps? What's the first step in this?
I think like what I was like I was saying, it starts with the product. Product is very important because you cannot if you want to build a community, you have to have the right product, the right DNA, the right brand. So it's all starting from then. And also, as I was saying, the competition is so hard for on social media, if you take that example, that you need to be understandable in less than 5 seconds. So your brand universe and DNA needs to be like that, understandable by people. Otherwise, they're going to switch and pass to something else. So yeah, for me, it's the key things to start.
I think as a startup, the most important thing is just to try things out. If you have an idea, try it out. If it doesn't work out, you can just learn from it and do it better. Yeah, I mean, but I agree with you. You have to need to have a good idea of your brand, and of course, you need the right product for your target group. And yeah, then just go for it. Yeah.
What do you think? Are there any questions from the audience? Now you have the experts here, but you can meet the experts at their stands later on. Or do you have some advices you want to give to the audience, maybe of the podcast?
Regarding what we just say, no, you need to believe. You need to, yeah, as you said, like, you need to try things out and learn. And at some point, you're going to understand what people want to see, what your community wants, what they like from you, and use that to grow. Yeah. Mm.
Try to be authentic. I think that's the key.
Yeah.
To be authentic with yourself, with your brand, communicate transparently. That's key with every interaction, whether it's online or offline. Yeah.
Yeah. Being creative, mistakes are not mistakes. It's just learning, and keep your mind and eyes open to see what inspiring people like you are doing on their accounts. And yeah, I think community is key and we should work on it. Being patient, it's not growing from one day to another. It's a long process, and as you said, Instagram is not like before. You're big or you're small, but when you're small, it's not easy to grow it in these days.
No, definitely. No.
So let's do it together. It's a community like on Innertex. It's a huge community event here. Find brands. You are connected to people you connect easily, and let's grow community together.
Yeah.
Thank you for being here, and
thank
have
you
a good time on the Innertex.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.